This is Dee Dee Keel, and you're listening to Pantheon Podcasts.
History in five songs. With host Martin Popoff. A production of Pantheon Podcasts. Let's rock out with Martin.
Yes, indeed. Martin Popoff here. Welcome back to another episode of History in Five Songs with Martin Popoff, brought to you by the good people at Pantheon Podcast. We are pleased, as always, to be part of this vast and always expanding Pantheon Podcast Network. We're available on Spotify, Simplecast, iTunes, and over 40 other podcast platforms. All right, this is episode 183. I'm calling this Punk Explained Right Away. What does that mean? Well, this episode was inspired by Don the Chaldean, remarking on the opening lines of Judas Priest, Rockarola, the very first lines of a career. So first song, first album of a band. And, you know, in that one, it was something like, where would you be without music? You wouldn't be nowhere at all. And she found that quite poignant. And then I said, well, maybe there's an episode there. And she offered a few other examples. Then I had Nick Phelan gave me some good examples. Neil Miller gave me some good examples, but I was looking at them and I couldn't really see a theme here until I started, you know, digging in and grabbing a whole bunch of examples myself. And I found this interesting theme that I wanted to explore. I think it'll be interesting because it kind of gives us the, you know, it paints the persona of what it was like to be a punk in 1977, 1978, sort of the personality traits of a punk. Because basically, I found that quite a few first songs on a first album by a punk band laid out for you immediately and really quickly. I mean, obviously, you know, some of these lyrics and vocals start really quickly because that's a punk thing as well. But they laid out for you really quickly sort of the punk ethos. And I've got some great examples of these here. So that's why this is called Punk Explained Right Away, because essentially these bands are explaining punk right away within the first basically 30 seconds of their entire career. They're telling you what punk's all about. All right, so let's take a listen to our very first selection. This is the Boomtown Rats with Looking After Number One. All right, love this album. Bought this as a new release back in 1977. Came out September 1977. Bob Geldof, of course, went on to bigger and better things, more, you know, important things. You know, the massive charity events and whatnot. He had a solo career as well. And this is really their only heavy punk album. It's beautifully recorded though, so it's really powerful. And as you can tell, it's just well put together, well played. But essentially the lyric starts, "The world owes me a living. I've waited on this dole queue too long." So the dole queue thing, right? That's a big punk thing to mention that out of England, right? "I've been standing in the rain for 15 minutes. That's a quarter of an hour too long." Pretty cool little turn of phrase there. "I'll take all they can give me, and then I'm going to ask for more, because the money's buried deep in the Bank of England, and I want the key to the vault." So yeah, there's this sort of amoral thing about the punks. "I'm going to take your money, count your loss when I'm gone. I'm all right, Jack. I'm looking after number one." So it's basically, you know, the idea that England and the politicians and society has let us down, and we're going to go out and be punks. You know, "I'll step on your face on your mother's grave. Never underestimate me. I'm nobody's fool. Don't want to be like you. Don't want to live like you." So there you go. The whole punk thing rattled off in this very first song with that, you know, with that great title, Looking After Number One. Boomtown Rats. Let's see, what else does it say here? "Don't give me love thy neighbor, don't give me charity, don't give me peace and love or the good Lord above." There's definitely an anti-religion thing that goes with the punks as well. "I am an island entire of myself." So there's the whole, we're individuals, you know, I'm going to forge a path, I'm going to be an artist, I'm going to go out and do my art. And when I get older than today, I'll never need anybody's help in any way. So there you go. Boomtown Rats looking after number one. All right, let's move on to our second selection here. Again, this is called Episode 183, Punk Explained Right Away. Punk bands explaining what punk is immediately. Take a listen to this. This is the Adverts with One Chord Wonders. All right, February 17th, 1978. Love this album. Perhaps it hasn't aged that well. It's very, very rudimentary. You know, you got T.V. Smith in there and Gay Advert. The album is called Crossing the Red Sea with the Adverts. This was a good, stringent, distorted, you know, cavemanish, tribal punk album. After this, they had the Cast of Thousands album. They got kind of more artsy and probably, a better lasting album. But anyways, So One Chord Wonders. What could be better for a punk title than that? I wonder what will play for you tonight, something heavy or something light, something to set your soul alight. I wonder how we'll answer when you say we don't like you, go away. Come back when you've learned to play. So there's the punk thing right there. You know, these guys going down to the 100 Club or the Roxy, and they're just getting up there. They barely learned to play, but they've got a lot of attitude. And, frankly, it's a little punk is... I've often said this, it's a little like abstract art where, fact of the matter is, lyrically and just sort of presentation-wise and message-wise, there's a lot to it. And really, most of the punk stuff is interesting music anyways, right? And then, of course, we're into post-punk as well. I don't know why I really have to defend it, but it's funny. When I go back to this stuff, I still love it. So it's not like it hasn't aged well in general. I like a lot of this stuff still. What else do they say? I wonder what we'll do when things go wrong when we're halfway through our favorite song. We will look up at... and the audience has gone. Will we feel a little obscure? Think we're not needed here? We must be new wave. They'll like us next year. So that's kind of cool. So it's early 1978. So they're saying new wave right in it. The Wonders don't care. We don't give a damn. So there you go. So they're just doing it for themselves, doing it for, what they love, this whole punk ethos. All right, this episode of History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff is sponsored by BetterHelp. Without a healthy mind, being truly happy and at peace is hard. The good news is therapy works. But what is therapy exactly? It's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Or maybe you're feeling insecure in relationships or at work, not dealing well with stress. Whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset. And special offer to History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff listeners. You can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/5songs. That's betterhelp.com/5songs. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. All right, let's move on to our third selection here, and we shall discuss This is the Jam with Art School. Okay, so here we are, Jam in the City, May 20th, 1977. So really early in punk. This is the first album. This is the first song in it. I love that the first song is called Art School because this goes back to that whole sort of ritual or tradition of bands coming out of art school. You think of I think guys from The Who, but Pink Floyd, definitely you hear that. Queen, I guess you hear that. And, bands just basically meeting in college, right? Kind of thing. But it's kind of cool that they call it this. So Paul Weller goes here, anything that you want to do, any place that you want to go, don't need permission for everything that you want. So there's the whole thing about not needing permission, breaking the rules, punks. Any taste that you feel is right, wear any clothes just as long as they're bright. So here's the idea of, you know, punks and fashion. That's a big thing. Say what you want, because this is a new art school. So they're saying, like, this whole punk thing is a new music movement, and he's drawing the parallels to a new art school. Do what you want. If it takes your mind, better do it now, because you won't have time. This is the whole thing about the punks being in a hurry to get going, get started, get that record out, get on stage and play. Don't worry about if we haven't really learned how to play yet. We've got something to say, sort of thing. Never worry if people will laugh at you. The fools only laugh because they envy you. So there's kind of that cool thing too. Like, get up there. 80% of life is just showing up, right? That's that whole idea. Time is motion and the hands are fast. Young words are mumbled. They don't last. Yeah, it's up to us to be sure they understand who makes the rules that make people select. Who is to judge that your ways are correct? It goes on, the TV telling you what to think, sort of thing. So here we are with the whole society thing. The squares basically telling, did they say squares in 1977? I don't know. Telling you what to think, sort of thing. So I think that's a great, volley, across the bow. Am I mixing metaphors there? I'm not sure. By Paul Weller, and it's really cool that that first song is called Art School. All right, let's move on. Take a listen to this. This is our fourth selection, The Saints with I'm Stranded.
Like a snake calling on a phone, I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time, you better think I lose my mind. I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Okay, I love The Saints. This came out February 21st, 1977, so even earlier than The Jam. This is basically, we all know that the Ramones were first with an album in 76, but everything else, to get something early in 77 is pretty early for punk for a full-length album. Obviously, this is an Australian band, and they will emigrate, move, whatever, relocate, I guess is what you say when you're a band, to England. So they essentially become an English band. It's kind of the AC/DC story. But this is in parentheses, I'm Stranded, from the album, same name, parentheses, I'm Stranded. We just lost Chris Bailey a little while ago. I got to meet him and get some stuff signed and had a quick interview with him. That was so cool. I wish I would have talked to him longer. But yeah, love this band. And this is a really heavy album. The next one is one of my favorite punk albums of all time, top five, the Eternally Yours album. Anyways, he says, first, I'm... he says, like a snake calling on the phone, I've got no time to be alone. There is someone coming at me all the time. Yeah, babe, I think I'll lose my mind. So this is a little bit, the music, the look of the band, it's kind of got the Stooges thing. Stooges 1969 is kind of similar to this. MC5's got a bit of a credo going to here too. So you can kind of see this in that original punk thing too, with this credo coming right out of the gate on your first song of your first album. Because I'm stranded on my own, stranded far from home. All right, I'm riding a midnight train and everybody looks just the same. A subway light, it's dirty reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. So the whole punk thing about not having direction and not having a career, no future. So they're going to do this thing, and the idea of everybody looking the same on the train, that's that whole thing that goes back to Quadrophenia, right? The whole thing of just looking around and wondering, falling into a dead end sort of job sort of thing and thinking that you want something more out of life. So that's a cool image as well. Pretty cool lyrics. All right, let's move on to our fifth selection here. Take a listen to this. This is the Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, so April 23rd, 76. So we're going way back. We're going a year earlier than these UK and Australian punk albums here. But yeah, the first track on the first Ramones album, the self-titled, is Blitzkrieg Bop. Everybody knows it as a sports anthem more than anything. But anyways, it starts, hey ho, let's go, hey ho, let's go. They're forming in a straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their minds, the Blitzkrieg Bop. So here's the kids losing their mind. The Blitzkrieg Bop, it's kind of the birth of moshing in a way, right? So they're actually putting together almost like an army, right? You know, you got the word Blitzkrieg in there as well. They're piling in the back seat. They're generating steam heat, pulsating to the backbeat, the Blitzkrieg Bop. So yeah, jump in the car, going down in the hot, sweaty club, CBGB, and they're creating this, you know, kind of violent dance thing going on. Hey ho, let's go shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go. So there you go. Yeah, maybe there's a little police violence or something in there, but you know, the idea of these kids getting rowdy and taken off. So there you go. That's our fifth selection. So that's all the ones I've got music clips for. I wanted to definitely leave some time for some honorable mentions. We've got Adam and the Ants, Car Trouble, Part 1 and 2 from Dirk Wears White Sox, I believe it. Yeah, I think it is. But listen to this. I've got a Pizza Land complexion, bright green socks. I'm the happy little face on the charity box, but you don't look in my direction. You always look away. You thank the Lord above you were not modeled my way. So yeah, alienation. What's going on here? Is this like an abandoned kid sort of thing? Black Flag, if we want to go all the way over to, you know, cross 3,000 miles of Atlantic and another 3,000 miles of America. Nervous breakdown. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. My head really hurts. If I don't find a way out of here, I'm going to go berserk because I'm crazy and I'm hurt. Head on my shoulders, it's going berserk. You know, that reminds me a little bit of Fear of a Blank Planet, that whole awesome, awesome concept album by Porcupine Tree of the kids being medicated and stuff. So here's basically some teenage kid pent up with energy, his head's pounding, doesn't know why, he's got to get out to a Black Flag show, basically. Here's an interesting one, Buzzcocks, Fast Cars. So how does this relate? You think, oh, that's not going to relate at all. Well, it kind of does. They're nice and precise. Each one begins and ends. They may win you admirers, but they'll never earn you friends. Fast Cars, Fast Cars. I hate fast cars. They're so depressing, going round and round. Ooh, they make me dizzy. Oh, fast cars, they run me down. So you get kind of consumer culture, materialism, you know, proving your worth through, you know, how nice a car you have. And there's just whole alienation thing, like Pete Shelley's acting almost like a weird new breed that doesn't want a fast car, that doesn't want to drive, that just thinks this whole thing is kind of a jock thing, basically, right? So yeah, but it's a really cool fast song on that first Buzzcocks album. I remember getting that album and thinking, man, this is some cool heavy stuff, right? Great album. And of course they went kind of popular later on as well. And then we've got The Clash, Janie Jones. I mean, does this really relate? Well, it kind of does. So it goes, he's in love with rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones, but he don't like his boring job. So, you know, there's the romance thing, the young romance of the punk, but loves rock and roll, loves getting stoned, doesn't like his boring job. So there you go. First song, first Clash album. Basically, you know, paints the picture of what a punk is in basically four lines. Elvis Costello goes, now that your picture's in the paper being rhythmically admired and you can have anyone that you have ever desired, all you got to tell me now is why. Welcome to the working week. I don't know, it don't thrill you. I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. So again, you know, you think of the way he is in the suit jacket and thing and looking like an accountant and basically telling you, all you squares going to work every day and looking all the same on the train, that ain't where it at. Welcome to the working week kind of thing. Here's one that I really kind of did want to include, but then I thought, I want to keep it with these British bands. And, you know, I guess we had the Ramones in there, but for some reason I didn't want this in there. I like the other ones better. So it's Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer, but still, again, perfect. First song, first album. They only made two albums, but Sonic Reducer starts off, I don't need anyone, don't need no mom and dad, don't need no pretty face, don't need no human race. I got some news for you, don't even need you too. I got my devil machine, got my electronic dreams, Sonic Reducer, ain't no loser. Wow, so there's a lot in that one, you know, basically, don't need a woman, don't need my parents, don't need the human race, don't even need you, you know, and these guys were really, you know, you think back to it, They're almost like the birth of hardcore in a way, even before like something like the UK Subs or Sham 69 or Cockney Rejects, because they're almost like the epitome. They're almost kind of, I don't want to say it because it sounds negative, but they're almost like the cartoon image of a punk band. You know, Stiv was really Iggy Pop and you know, a contortionist on stage and all that, and his vocal was this exaggerated punk vocal, and then you hear right in these lyrics how exaggerated of painting a punk picture is for them. You know, this is a Cleveland transplanted to New York band, and they're right in there, and this is one of the heavier punk albums too. It's one of the heaviest ones, but it's, you know, it's 77, you know, gotta give them credit. And then the next one was quite a bit cleaner, but also a really, really cool album. Now, the Dictators, I don't know if you buy the Dictators as a punk band, but next big thing starts with Are You Ready? Are You Ready? Scott, are you ready? And so it's kind of a little bit of a, you know, almost like a ballroom blitz thing. But I used to shiver in the wind, but then I was young. I used to shiver in the wind till I found my own tongue. So here he is, you know, a young guy just kind of stating that he wants to make his stamp kind of thing, which is kind of a punk thing. I sock him everywhere that I sing because, you know, baby, I'm the next big thing. We knocked him dead in Dallas and I didn't pay my dues. Yeah, I knocked him dead in Dallas. They didn't know we were Jews. So, yeah, there's a lot of humor in the Dictators, of course. But I think and, you know, they really deserve a lot more credit for being possibly the first or, you know, or close to the Ramones in terms of being one of the very, very early punk bands. But they were just a little too heavy metal, a little too even power pop, a little too long hair. But they had the leather jackets and stuff, so I think they kind of fit too. But yeah, that's the next big thing. Good, heavy, kind of a heavy metal song, kind of a Blueish or culty sort of song, off of the first album, Go Girl Crazy. DOA from Vancouver, New Age. New Age, I Don't Believe You. You Give Nothing I Can Use, New Age, I Don't Believe You, but Everybody Wonders What to Do. Well, what do you want me to say and what do you want me to do? Everybody's going out of their heads, just running around like a fool. So there's a great, you know, Joey Shithead sort of lyric of just, you know, just being out there, pent up energy, running around Vancouver. Yeah, and they're creating this pretty hardcore, well, they had an album called Hardcore 81, this hardcore-y punk band. We've got Generation X, From the Heart. Now, this sounds like it might be a love song, but it's not really. It's a love song to rock and roll and truth in rock and roll. So he goes, I know you've heard these things before. You get the same reply, but all these things are new to me. So I'm asking why. Isn't it the truth you want to hear? Not lies and jealousy. From the heart, I can tell no lies. Because later on it says, I can tell no lies. Like Lennon said for me, I believed in Ray and Keith. Like Townsend said for me, rock and roll made me free. So, you know, they're going back and they're reaching back to the old legends, but he's basically saying truth in rock and roll, this punk stuff is way more true than prog and heavy metal and blah, 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 is kind of what they're trying to say there. Lurkers, I was playing both the Lurkers albums yesterday, but from Ain't Got a Clue, from their very first album, Fulham Fallout. So sad I'm always running around looking for fun all over town. Is it true? What can I do? Ain't got a clue. After all, you can go too far in the past. They know what you are. Is it true? What will I do? Ain't got a clue. And neither have you. Johnny's having a good time. And I think I'm having a good time. Is Billy having a good time? I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What's the matter with you? I don't know. What's the matter with me? I just don't know. I just don't know anything anymore. Wow. So that's very punky as well. this whole thing about, you know, loitering and getting into trouble and vandalism and tagging and, you know, messing up your clothes and getting out and getting into fights and stuff. Yeah, check out the Lurkers. Really cool punk band, especially on the first two albums. Those are kind of the bona fide albums. And then Sham 69, you know, they're a little later. You know, this is 78, I believe, though. We Gotta Fight. But They're known more for the crossover into the Oi scene and the hardcore scene than being original punks. But I've been staying and watching television while my mates got put in prison. You don't care what's happening to me. You don't care what's happening to me. I went out on a Saturday night. I got in a bleeding fight. All the lads came down with me. I ended up in the bleeding gutter. There you go. There's your Oi situation getting set up there. So that's all I've got for you. Hope you enjoyed that episode. I wanted to mention a few honorable mentions added on. Boy, talk about going the other way from punk. The last episode was called Sounds Like Cashmere. And I wanted to mention a few additional honorable mentions that people brought up to me on the Facebook page. Scorpions, China White, definitely. And the funny thing is, you could take Scorpions, China White, Animal Magnetism, and The Zoo, and mash them all together, and you'll get even closer to Cashmere. So Scorpions kind of take three songs to make themselves sound like Cashmere. Kingdom Come had another one. I mentioned one in the episode, but Who Do You Love? Here's one I can't believe I forgot. So Robert Plant, Smooth Dancer, we talked about in the episode, but there's also Robert Plant Calling to You up on the Fate of Nations album. That was really cool, and that's kind of Cashmere-esque. Luis Cobian says, two other missing ones, Glenn Hughes' Higher Places, Song for Bonzo, and Opeth, Blackwater Park. I didn't really check them, but you guys can check them out. Let us know if Luis has got that right. Andrew Theo says, most songs that use a Phrygian scale will sound like it. Vanya Burek says, The Cult has a song called Soul Asylum. I didn't check that either. I can't hear what it sounds like in my head either. Blue Murder, Valley of the Kings. I think I kind of remember that one, and that makes sense. Mahia Fortuna. This was a really cool one because this one I did hear in my head instantly when it was suggested. Fortune Teller from the Slaves and Masters album by Deep Purple. That's got a little bit of that more or less a Cashmere-esque melody that goes on in that one a little bit. And Eddie Salinger says, Michael Schenker Group, Lost Horizons. Great call, Eddie. That's definitely one. Plus he says, Of Course by Jane's Addiction, which I didn't check that either, and I can't hear that in my head how that is. So there you go. There's some honorable mentions from last episode. If you like this show and want to support future episodes, please go to Ko-fi, rhymes at no with no fee.com, ko-fi.com/Martin Popoff. Hit that red support button, which is a $3 donation on PayPal, buys me a coffee or a pint. And on that front this week, I want to thank Andy at Black Sugar Transmission, David Fisher, Darren Kasaboski, Augustin Garcia de Paredes, Steve Polari, and Roy Self. It's a bit of a short list, but I'm actually, you don't know this, but I'll tell you this. I'm kind of doing this a little early to clear room for the Christmas break kind of thing. But yeah, I kind of got in a panic today and thought, boy, I better knock this thing off. So there you go. You can go to my website, martinpopoff.com, for all your book needs. Over the last few days, I had books come in from Canada, the States, and Britain. So back in stock are my Saxon book, my Rainbow book. That was gone for a long time. What else did I get? The Deep Purple Royal Family 1, Royal Family 2, more Sabotage, more Agents of Fortune, the Blue Oyster Cult biography. And the Led Zeppelin came back in. Still got the Bowie, but I did run out of the Zeppelin, and I got 20 more of that. I think I've still got 12, 13 of those. And then from, let's see, that's Canada. What is the States? Where was I? What else came in? Something else real important. A box of, I can't remember. States, Canada. Anyways, everything's back in stock. That's the thing. A bunch of things totally ran out. That's it. Right. So that was from the States. The Southern Rock Review is one that constantly keeps selling, and I totally ran out of that. But I went and visited my good buddy Rob Godwin. I want to pick those up usually, and it gives me a chance to see Rob and chat about many fascinating things. He's a big Apollo and space expert, and boy. That's a whole double episode in itself, but it has nothing to do with music. But anyways, he's my publisher who first put out my original book first as a publisher when it became The Collector's Guide to Heavy Metal. And Yeah, I ran out of 70s, 80s. I think I still had 90s and 2000s, but I took copies of all four of those. But the big one is I got 16 more copies of Southern Rock Review, so that I finally filled some orders. Thank you for waiting, whoever has been waiting, but those all got mailed off. There you go. Your homework here is go play some of this punk stuff. I know it's maybe a hard sell. Dawn almost was dispelling me from this. She was like, oh, don't do a punk episode. And I thought, I love that there's a cool theme here, and that it's something kind of interesting that these punk bands are telling you what it's like to be a punk in the first 30 seconds of their first song in the first album. So, but yeah, there might be more somewhat related to this. I won't go too far into it, but I did a lot of research to come up with this theme, and there's some leftover stuff that I think could develop into a good theme. So there you go. Thanks again. Talk to you next time.
Find all of our shows, notes, social, and links at www.pantheonpodcast.com or wherever you listen to great podcasts. All songs can be found for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Please purchase these great and important tracks. Find us on Facebook at The RNRAP. We are on Instagram at RNR Archaeology. Tweet us at R&R Archaeology.